"We were very close to drowning in that river, John," he said. "Men may be clever enough to think of things for themselves, but animals know things without thinking. And that's often saved a man's life, as it has ours tonight. People don't realize how wonderful their animals are, nor do they make friends with them as they should." When we arrived back at Birtwick Park, the mistress ran out to meet us.
"I've been so worried," she said. "Are you all right? Did you have an accident?"
"We nearly did," said my master. "But Black Beauty was cleverer than we were, and saved us all from drowning."
One morning, early in December, the master came to the stable with a letter in his hand, looking very serious.
"Good morning, John," he said. "Tell me, does James work hard and do what you tell him to do?"
"Yes, sir, always," replied John.
"And he doesn't stop work when your back is turned?"
"Never, sir."
"And if he goes out with the horses, does he stop to talk to friends? Or go into houses where he has no business, leaving the horses outside?"
said the master.